The following program is sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. Welcome to Open House with Team Reba. Each week, Team Reba will be bringing you a roundup of real estate and mortgage news, along with information about the local Puget Sound region, highlighting some of the best and brightest entertainment options, family events, neighborhood highlights, and local business interviews, so you can feel right at home in the Pacific Northwest.
Welcome once again to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Welcome, and I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
Were you welcoming me or all of our listeners?
I'm welcoming all of our listeners, but we're just so happy to be here.
Always happy to see you.
Right. Well,
I'm even more happy to see David Summers.
Yeah, our esteemed producer who sits in there every week.
Ooh, you're esteemed, David.
It's not a successful week unless we can make his face turn red at least once in the show.
Yes, we're pretty good at that. Yes.
He says,
already accomplished for today. Excellent. Yeah, was I out of the room? Did I miss it?
We're just getting warmed up.
I know last week we had several.
Yeah.
But anyway. Well, and I'm super excited because speaking of last week, we have a return guest.
Yes.
In a new capacity, but a return guest. We have Lilia Anderson from Merrill Gardens.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Yes. Welcome. Super excited to have you here. And then we also have an additional guest, which is the one that our go right ahead.
Katie Munoz.
Yes, from Moving Forward.
Hi.
How did he do? Did he butcher it?
Oh, no. It was perfect.
Munoz?
Perfect.
Is that right?
Munoz.
Excellent. Excellent. He is famous on our show for butchering something, whether it's a name, a phone number, a website, something every week gets butchered. And reputation, that's another one, yeah. And speaking of butchered, you were even just saying that your son's girlfriend, you're usually butchering something in front of her too, and she's a vegan.
Right.
So, you know, it just kind of fits your profile.
Apparently so. Yeah. I don't know if that fits into the mortgage world. Yeah, we know you're loan through Eric the butcher.
Hey, you cut the rates.
That's
what it's all about. Yeah,
chopping your
rates.
Payment in half.
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
I think it kind of fits.
All right.
We'll see.
Except for our vegan listeners.
Yeah, yes.
They're probably thinking, kill him. But, anyway.
I don't think they're
this
like
time
that,
of year,
but okay.
I mean, in May, my son's girlfriend, she comes over in May. I got, shrimp. I'm pulling the heads off. I like to shrimp. Mm-hmm. And then now it's July.
You're popping the top off of crabs.
Yeah, we're killing crab. Then it's salmon. Then, it just kind of keeps going. But I can't help it. It's my Norwegian nature, kind of like the seafood.
And because it's tasty.
Right. Because it's delicious.
It's just delicious. Right. I'm sorry.
I was a vegan for a while. Then I drove past Dick's Drive-In and I completely fell off the wagon.
Oh, completely.
Game over.
Yes. Well, I was a pesca vegetarian. I never gone vegan.
Wait. A what?
Pesca vegetarian. Yeah, that I didn't do necessarily land animals, but I did. From the water.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because pesce, it's Italian
got
for
it.
Fish.
I got that. Yeah.
Or pescado. It depends on the language. But
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. For the longest time, I couldn't get people to understand it. It wasn't because I didn't like meat of any other kind. It was just I moved here from the Midwest.
Where
it had been expensive to have seafood. And I moved out here in the late 80s, and it was inexpensive, and there was all these options.
Right.
And I just didn't need to eat meat beef and pork and chicken and all that. And after a while of not eating enough beef and pork, I kind of lost the taste for poultry for a while.
Sure.
So I had 9 years of no beef or pork and then 5 years of no poultry. Then it was only because I went on a trip to Europe for 7 weeks. I went to 7 countries in 7 weeks, and I knew I was going to have to eat pork like every meal in Germany. So I started introducing meat back into my diet so I wasn't going to have a problem.
Yeah, got to have
your schnitzel. Then it was like, ooh, their meat's more tasty than some of the stuff my mother made for me. So I started eating it again.
There you go. That's right. It's all about the preparation.
It is. It's all about the preparation.
That's right.
So now I eat pretty much everything.
Well, there you go.
There you go.
Good. So.
Speaking of rates, though.
Yeah.
Got any updates?
Well, sure.
Because I kind of want to keep them quick a little bit today just because there's so many other interesting topics that we have.
I got all this stuff on my desk here. Yeah. No, mm-hmm. they're
let's see, you're hogging the whole table. Do you need some more space?
No,
we can
I'm
get
good.
You some.
I'm good. we're hanging in there with rates. You know,
okay.
So the whole Brexit thing has taken hold. Mortgage rates are at more than a 3-year low point right now.
Excellent.
And today was a little bit of an upward day, just a bit. There were several lenders today that repriced their loans. So they, mm-hmm. they set their rates in the morning, and they increased about midday today. Fortunately, we were not one of them. But
okay.
Every now and then we'll see that happen if the markets get a little bit squeamish. But right now, standard conforming 30-year fixed rate loan, 3.5%, and that's without paying points
awesome.
And everything.
That's so awesome.
15-year fixed rates are around 2.75% to 2.875%, and FHA loans are 3.25%.
Super low.
Those VA, are crazy. If you're a veteran out there, if you have a VA loan already, mm-hmm. you can do a streamlined refinance. There's no appraisal required. Very,
nice.
Very little documentation. Now would be a great time to think about that. Same thing with FHA. If you
I
have
was
an
about
FHA
to
loan,
ask, yeah.
You, there's a streamlined FHA loan. No appraisal required. You don't need income and asset documents. Very simple matter.
And if someone's
of just
had that loan
it.
For a while, and the way our appreciation has been over the last few years, they might be able to get rid of
the PMI. That's right. As a matter of fact, one of our mutual customers are working on one of those right now,
where they
took out an FHA loan a year ago. And
nice.
You think there's enough equity now?
You'll have to tell me who that is later.
I will. I'll whisper it to you. But we're able to switch that loan over to a conventional mortgage now, and it's going to knock about $300 off of the mortgage payment.
Oh,
so,
that is fantastic!
Who couldn't
use an extra $300 a month?
It's a really good time. Yeah, no.
We're about to buy a boat. You know I could.
I know. I've been helping your husband go from the 26 foot to the 28 foot.
Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. Yeah.
Yes, well, I saw the price jump between the two.
I just want you both to be happy. So, I just know a 28 foot boat's going to just do so much better. For you, for
I was
that,
fine
so.
With it as long as we had a bathroom on the boat. That
I know.
Was the big thing for
yeah,
me.
Yeah,
but that's okay.
A 5-gallon bucket's not going to do the trick for you, huh?
Well, I'll tell you what. I will be happy in that because we are going with a larger boat. I do like the idea of stability because we plan on taking people out, maybe some clients mm-hmm. here and there, maybe
there
doing
go.
Some waterfront, property tours, things of that nature.
No,
so
no, no.
I think it's going to be pretty awesome.
I have an agenda that you will need to follow, which includes getting up to Desolation Sound. Up in BC.
Okay. I got no problem with that.
Take the San Juan Islands. You've been up there?
I've been to San Juan's.
Okay. Beautiful, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Gorgeous? Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm excited about going.
Okay. Multiply that by 10. And you
really?
Got, and you got Desolation Sound. It's
oh, wow.
it's one of the most beautiful places in the world. It's
oh.
unbelievable.
Well, now
so.
I'm even more excited.
And the Canadians, they're so nice. They're just so friendly. They're happy. All the men
are they
named,
vegan?
You can even me. I'm bad with names, right? I can remember.
You're
horrible. I just call them all the men. I just call them Gordy because you got a 50-50 shot that their last names their names gonna be Gordy. So I just call them Gord. Hey Gord, how you doing, eh? It's beautiful. See, you're speechless. Look at you.
I am.
So,
I'm trying not.
Anyway,
to.
So yeah. the rates are really good. But now I want to talk about mm-hmm. one other
yes.
thing real quick here.
Yeah.
Super important.
Mm-hmm.
Diapers.
Pardon?
We want your diapers.
What?
We want your clean diapers.
Okay, thank you.
And because
let's not have people sending something else into the station, shall we?
So once a year in West Seattle,
uh-huh.
there's an organization, Westside Baby, mm-hmm. in conjunction with Home Street Bank.
Okay.
We do an event called Stuff the Bus, and we fill that bus with diapers, and then we donate those diapers to folks that are. In need of diapers, can't afford to have them and,
nice.
And all of that. So
I like it.
So
I don't suppose that they add Depends in that list, do they? Is it just for people with children and not for elder
I
care?
I didn't really ask that question, but I think, no, this one's we're pretty much leaning more towards the baby diapers.
Okay.
Yeah, and
okay.
preferably new and
yes.
yeah, in the bag. But if anybody has diapers.
It's all the.
Come on. Yeah, there's folks out there. You've got the big. Half a bag of Huggies, and mm-hmm. it's been sitting in the closet.
Oh, yeah.
And just, you...
Yeah, the kid outgrew them. They can't wear them anymore. You forget to pass them on to someone
else.
That's
right. That's right. Bring them on July 24th.
Okay.
Bring them to the Home Street Bank branch in West Seattle. It's right on the corner of 41st and Alaska. Just as you're coming up into the junction, you'll see it over on the right-hand side.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you old-time West Seattleites, it's the old Burger King. So if you know where the old Burger King was on Alaska Street, it's a beautiful new Home Street branch. Bring them in there. And
you're desecrating it with dicks, aren't you? You're bringing in dicks burgers and stuff. Yeah,
sure. Yeah. Meat of any sort of, yeah, that's right. So, but no, we want your diapers. So July 24th, bring
your
them on by.
Unused your fresh, diapers.
Clean
fresh
diapers. Yes. That's right.
Okay. Fabulous. So, were we also going to talk about that other West Seattle thing?
Yeah, well, there's that one. And then I also, if my traffic alert, if you see people wandering around, bumping into things or walking down the middle, there's one walking down the middle of the freeway this morning, I think. It's the new Pokemon game. It's Pokemon Go. Have you seen that?
I have not taken it. I've been so slammed with work. I keep seeing reference to it, and I'm like, is this some kind of ridiculousness?
It is off the hook, insane. People are going nuts. They've done zero marketing for it. Nintendo stock is up 25% right now. And this is a virtual reality thing. My kid was working it last night. He shows me his phone. Mm-hmm. I'm looking through the phone, and there's the sofa. And then there's a Pikachu jumping up and down on my sofa. So they're implanting Pokemon into virtual reality, into the reality, so you catch them and whatnot. But
I think there's some medications that help do that too.
I'll tell you what, though. You know what's really cool about this? This is making kids get outside and exercise. Because you catch a Pokemon, they go in the egg, right? You got to walk 5 kilometers before that egg will hatch. So it's making kids go outside, walk around. Nintendo has
just
done...
Just not in the middle of the street. You mentioned someone in the middle of the highway. That sounds dangerous to me.
Start paying attention now. You're going to see people walking around with their head down, even worse than it was like last week. It's way worse
so
now.
So this sounds possibly like
dangerous.
A nightmare. I know. Supposed to be fun or cool?
No, here's the cool part. Our first lady has spent 8 years trying to get kids to get outside and exercise.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Nintendo did it in one day. It's... amazing.
Yeah, but she probably also wasn't getting him hit by a car.
Well, right. Yeah. Right.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'm sorry. That's just Darwinism. That's okay. I mean, we'll work that one through.
Pokemon Go Darwin version.
Did I just say that? Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Well, if you have a comment about that little subject matter, please feel free to call us on our live show, 866-712-1300. We're not quite to the end of the segment, but we're almost there. So we're going to go ahead and wind this up. On that strange note, we'll be back with some other fun little tidbits to talk about.
And we're going to talk about a house that
in West Seattle could use a diaper. Yeah.
Yep.
If you'd like to call into the show, now's your chance. It's 866-712-1300.